Any special names or any related to that?
Well, you know, just the usual, the sizes that they say, uh-huh. pea size or baseball size, I don't know. Watermelon size, hailstone. Right.
Now, if it you have a frost, but then when it gets even colder, you call that a
freeze.
Yeah, and even when it's really, the ground is really.
Oh yeah. When the ground's frozen, yeah. I don't know.
Use a hard freeze. Is a hard freeze a term? Is no. Now, do you have names for snow? For wet snow.
Slush.
Yeah. All right. How about? Do you make any distinctions? As a kid, did you make any distinctions among kinds of snow? Remember.
Because Utah snow is generally not very good for packing, that's why it's better for powder is the kind of snow we usually have. Uh-huh. Doesn't pack well.
Okay.
So it's lousy for snowballs.
Yeah, right. You don't. But the term "good packing" would that be a phrase that would be familiar to you?
Mostly just wet and wet snow and powder is what they would use. I think.
How about different kinds of thin ice? At either end, you know, either while it's freezing, when ice is just starting to freeze, or when it's starting to melt.
I'm not sure. Glass or something.
A term like mush ice. Do you know that?
No.
No, none of those.
No, black ice on the freeways.
What's black ice?
It's after they sand the freeways, and then. The snow melts or the ice melts and then it forms up later that night and into black ice and you can't see it on the freeway, so it's good for crashes.
Okay. When the ice begins to melt, you call that in the spring.
The thaw.
Okay. Now, how about windstorms?
Oh, we get south winds, generally.
All right. And you call that a what?
Just a hot south wind.
Hot south wind. You don't have any. I was talking to you before about the
blue northers and things like that. We don't have.
No. How about the kind of wind that?
Oh, a Chinook.
Well, I'm gonna talk. Yeah. How about that? Do you have a Chinook?
We get those very rarely. Mostly, right. Those are up farther north.
You do get it though. You get an occasional Chinook. Could you describe that for me?
A Chinook is a wind that comes off the eastern Rockies, I guess, and it raises the temperature, and they say that it eats snow. It melts snow, all of the snow within hours.
It comes from the south.
It comes from the, I'm not sure.
Well, I'm asking. There are different, the reason I ask is there are different definitions for Chinook.
The one I'm familiar with is I think it, I guess I would have to come to the south from the south if it were warm, I guess.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I don't know how it gets up north without coming through Utah.
No. Well, tell me about the Chinook though. Do you think of the last one you remember? What it was like?
It's been a long time.
Just a cold day and.
A cold day that all of a sudden turns warm, 50-degree. We don't get those very often, though.
50-degree
change in the temperature, warmer.
Within how many hours?
Within two or three.
Is that right? Say, how cold to how warm?
From about... from 0 to 50, something like that.
All right. And then as soon as the wind passes, it goes back to zero. It
goes back cold again.
Yeah. All right. What I was thinking about with the windstorm, though, other windstorm were things that... we talk about the storm cellar, the kind of windstorms that you have a storm cellar for.
Oh, tornadoes, or I guess, get those sometimes.
But. All right.